Well, this adds 2 feet or so, so maybe I grew. He asked if I grew. That was the question. I didn't randomly say that.
Even though you set a bunch of school and conference records, do you feel like you have something to prove?
I think there's always something to prove. I think you're always looking for ways to better yourself. And at this point in my career, there's definitely things that I can improve on, and there's always something to improve. And it seems right now that I'm kind of working my way up, as opposed to already being on the top, which is a position I've been in both cases before. So, yeah, there's always something to prove, and I'm out to prove something.
Have you had a chance to talk to Andy Reid against
these? Not yet, no. Yeah, there's been a lot of comparisons recently to the last year's rookie class, and well deserving. You know, those guys have came right away and played and made their marks, won playoff games, and so I think there's always going to be that comparison, whether it's just or unjust. And I don't feel like there's any pressure on my part to live up to them. I know every situation is different. You know, whatever player is going into is going to be different than what they went into last year, and so I don't feel there's any need for me to live up to what they lived up to. And, I have my standards, and hopefully those are high enough. I guess time will tell, how they pan out.
You look at Matt Leinart and Mark Sanchez and those guys. How come you think USC quarterbacks struggle when they get to the NFL?
I don't know if you can pinpoint, one thing on that. I know they've done great things. I mean, there's a lot of been great USC quarterbacks to do some things in the NFL. And I know my case is, my situation, and my story is different than all those other guys. And I don't think you can put everyone in the same mold. I mean, you can look across the board at any other school, and there haven't been any quarterbacks to do anything. So I know that, I know what I'm capable of, and I wouldn't be so quick to put a mold around me. I would say, yeah, I'm a traditional drawback quarterback, passing quarterback. At the same time, I definitely believe I have the quickness, the pocket mobility to avoid what it takes to, get out of the pocket. I think my throwing on the run is great, and have complete confidence in that. I'm not going to be running a 4.3 40 or anything like that, but how many starting quarterbacks in the league this day can? And so I believe that, yeah, I'm strong enough to make every throw, move in the pocket, and make guys miss.
Where's your shoulder at right now in terms of percentage?
I'm 100% on track with my rehab program, and it's been a slow process. I've been have to be very patient at times with the rehab that I've been doing. But I've been in great hands with, under Dr. Andrews, seen Dr. Elitrosh on the West Coast, and Dr. Taboni, a lot of good people who believe in the plan that's set. So by March 27th on my pro day, I should be perfect to throw.
Are you going
to
do any of the workouts or any of the drills here?
Not here. Well, I think if you look at my experience that I have playing this position, I've played, if you want to count high school, I played 8 years straight of football, starting games. And you don't see that too often. And I think what I've had to endure at USC has been unique. It's not, a traditional quarterback's experience in college with all the ups and downs, with coaches leaving, with the NCAA sanctions, and what we've had to deal with, keeping that team together. I think I possess leadership that's pretty unique. And I mean, and the arm strength too, that and the athleticism that's there.
Are you the best quarterback in this draft?
I believe I am. I don't think you can go into a draft not thinking you are. So I definitely believe I am, yes, sir.
Any regret that you didn't come back last year?
No. No regret that I came back last year. Haven't looked back once, and wouldn't change my USC career for anything. Learned a lot from this last year that you can't teach in a classroom. You have to learn through experience. In regards to handling adversity at its peak, really finding, you know, the motivation to get guys going in the locker room, in the huddle, on the practice field when you're not playing for postseason. And this year, especially, you know, with the early loss to Stanford, kind of it set the we weren't expecting it. And it allowed me to kind of step up at times and be that voice when guys, you know, didn't really know where to look. And you can't really teach some of that stuff. So I've had to learn through experience over the years about leadership. And definitely I think I'm in a better position now entering this draft than I was last year.
Matt, is it a shoulder separation? Is that what it
was? Yes, sir.
Were you on the fence about throwing?
Yeah, I've strived to get to the point where I can throw, and unfortunately, you know, it's not the time yet, so it'll be on my pro day, but I've been working as hard as I can to make it to this day, and we'll just have to wait.
How disciplined have you been, Matt, just in disciplining yourself to not push it too far? I mean, you're worried about the time element here,
yeah.
But at the same time, you got to be smart. How have you worked that balance?
Yeah, I'm very competitive as it is, and so I wanted to get out there and just – you know, fire it. But like I said, the plan that I've had in place in terms of, I'm still on a pitch count. It's been pretty specific in terms of the percentages, you know, how my velocity, how far, even the distances that I'm throwing every day. And I believe in you know, in the doctors and the physical therapists that have been watching over me. And they've worked with the best before. You know, they brought back Drew Brees, they brought back Sam Bradford. And so I know it's worked before. And so I just had to trust in them, knowing that, you know, it'll be fine.
How fine are they cutting? I mean, are we, you know, charting velocity every day, distance every day? I mean, how fine are we?
Yeah, I've started to open up more recently that I'm kind of on my own now. But at the time when I first started throwing, yeah, it was – a certain number of throws at this distance for this velocity. And then there'd be another set of 10 throws at more velocity and more distance until you gradually were working up under their guidance.
Matt, you could get drafted by a cold weather city. Does
that impact you at all? No. I love this weather here in Indy. It makes me miss the seasons out in Southern California. And I've played in cold weather games before. I've done well in cold weather games before, whether that's, you know, sleet, cold wind. It doesn't faze me. You repeat the beginning part of that?
How do you try to make a statement with the teams that you're able to meet with while you're here at the combine?
Well, all the interviews. I think I've had a great time in the informal meetings so far, and once those formal interviews kick off, I definitely believe that's a strength of mine, just in terms of being on the board, watching film. You know, I'm a master of my offense, and I think I can portray that to them, and so they can put a face to my name. And you know, once they meet me, I feel like, you know, they'll have a good impression. How do I respond to? I would disagree. Yeah, well, look at the tape. Watch the tape. I mean, I'm not going to go through certain throws, but you can watch the tape where I've made throws in tight windows that, you know, I can make every NFL throw that you need. So, yeah, I would disagree.
Matt, you mentioned you're 100% on track, but is the end game the pro day, or do you anticipate being 100% prior to that?
No, I'll be ready before that. And, I mean, I've thrown with great velocity, you know, deep balls already, but to the point where I can go out and complete, you know, a situation like this, or I wouldn't say that, you know, I'd be able to go out and play a complete game right now, but I feel confident that, you know, everything's going to be fine, if not better than normal, with all the back, the scapula, the rotator cuff movements and exercises that I've been doing. I'll be better than I was before the injury. Yeah, there's always going to be reports when things don't go as planned, and I think you're referring to after our bowl game. Yeah, and I mean, we ended the season not the way we wanted to, and so guys were, you know, they were going to be upset. I think if it was the other way, if guys were happy and we were moving on, things wouldn't be right with that program. You know, we expect better. And so it was just, I mean, normal football locker room environment. That happens all the time. Trust me. It happens all the time in teams across the country. It was nothing out of hand. It was guys, you know, exchanging words and wanting to set the record straight. But the captains, you know, myself and some of the other seniors, we had everything under control. It'd be an opportunity to learn, but you know my plan and what I hope to do is to start right away and to make an impact right away. So we'll see what happens and where I end up. But my ultimate goal is to be playing come September.
Matt, did any of the teams ask you why your numbers fell off? You weren't as good your senior year versus junior year. Like, how do you?
No, I haven't heard anything about that. I mean, they know football. They've watched the film and they haven't questioned that. I mean, every year is not going to be the same. I mean, you're not going to think about it. You can't get better every single year. It's physically impossible to keep throwing more yards and more yards and more yards every year. So there's going to be some years where it just doesn't click or some things don't, you know, go the way it's planned. And that was just one of those years. No, I don't think that I'll be having to play catch up in this whole process. I believe the meetings that I'll be having and, you know, who I'll be able to come in contact with will set a good foundation. And then come my pro day, I'll be ready to go and I won't miss a beat. He's got a great reputation, and you know, it's a new situation for them being in Kansas City. And you know, I said I want to be the, you know, the number one quarterback, and if that's the number one pick taken, then you know, that'd be a dream come true. So we'll see where that whole process takes.
Have you ever a relationship with Sanchez, and what can you take from the way
I do. I've known Mark. I didn't play with him at USC. I came in right as he left. And we've thrown in the off season here and there. Stay in touch with him, just you know, a text during the season or so, periodically. And he got kind of thrown in the gauntlet in New York, and it's kind of opened my eyes seeing all these other players go before me from USC and even from other programs and how they handled things, the great things that they did, things that, you know, I'm sure they've learned from their mistakes on, and just like I've learned from my mistakes. And so I think, you know, seeing these veterans in front of me, I've learned a lot on how to handle, you know, the media, how to handle being in a big market like New York, how to handle that locker room environment, and it's taught me a lot. I have not. It's a new twist, and it's something that, you know, I'm going to challenge myself to try to be perfect on, and we'll see, you know, what the actual questions are, but I'm looking forward to it. I don't think anyone is. It's something that you just got to go with and be honest and truthful and quick on your, you know, on your feet with.
Have you spoken to Manti all this week?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Manti since high school, and we're good buddies, and we've stayed in touch all the way through school, and we were training down together in Florida, and he's handled, you know, this whole situation, I think, better than anyone could have, and so I love him, and he'll have a great career. I've met a lot of guys over the years. The SC quarterbacks have been helpful just in terms of, you know, what to expect and how to handle everything. I met the Manning brothers at the camp this summer, at that quarterback camp, and learned a lot from them in the short time that I was there, but was able to stay in touch with those guys through this season. Just kind of texts and phone calls here and there. But, you know, everything they say, you know, it comes with wisdom and validity, and definitely will be staying with touch with guys like that who have, you know, who are proven.
Matt, you worked that game?
I did.
How was that experience?
It was great, fantastic. I mean, just enough to meet those guys and the whole family.
Hey, Matt, the read option was a big trend this year, and yet this particular draft class seems to be pretty strong on guys that are more pocket passers, more traditional. Is there plenty of room in this league still, obviously, for pocket passers?
Yeah, I think in the NFL, you're always going to have to be a passer, and it's a passing game. And as much as, you know, the read option is successful, I think the Super Bowl winning quarterback is similar to, you know, how I play. And that style and that tradition, I don't think that'll ever fade.
Matt, you've had private coaching from when you were fairly young, in addition to working with your team's coaches. What kind of impact has that had on your development?
Well, since high school I have, and I think it's helped me just in terms of, you know, technique and fundamentals. Just set a precedent for, you know, being where I am today in terms of learning all the drops that it takes to play in the league, you know, a seven-step drop, all the play-action drops from under center. Feel completely confident and comfortable being under center and everything that it takes, and learned a lot from different people over the years.
Matt, have you thought about staying on the West Coast, maybe playing for the
Cardinals? I've thought about playing everywhere. So, yes to your answer. And, you know, if it happens to be the West Coast, then so be it. Yeah, I definitely think it allowed me to grow up fairly quickly and face the fire and learned a lot that freshman year. Had some great moments, had some not so great moments, but you know, just that game experience I think helped even lead into that sophomore year. And I still remember things to this day about that year in terms of game situations, handling adversity that, you know, I've brought with me to, you know, to help me over my career. I'm sorry? They told it in a weird number. Yeah, I don't remember the number. I was 227. I don't remember the, it was kind of confusing, the height. But a 10, it was 10. My hand was 10, 10 and an eighth, I think. But I don't remember the other ones.
You met with the Browns?
No.
Did you ever think that you came out last year, you'd go to the draft, Mike Holmgren?
If I came out last year? I haven't speculated about coming out last year. So.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.